It's a little tiny thing, and instead of, it looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller and it's sort of brownish red.
Well, do you call them rats or mouses or anything?
No, this isn't a rat or a mouse. This is more like a squirrel.
Uh-huh.
What is it, man?
I know.
A mole? It's a skunk.
See, it's made like a squirrel.
Yeah, except it's littler than that.
I know.
And it's sort of, they're sort of reddish sometimes, sort of reddish brown.
Oh, you could, I know it, but I can't call the name right now.
Okay, well, I tell you what, when you can't think of these things right off, I'll pass over them, then we'll come back to them at the end.
What?
Maybe you can, maybe you will have thought of it. What's a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and it smells?
I don't know. I don't know that at all.
Oh, I bet you do. It's a little animal and it's black, it's black and it has a white stripe down its back and it just smells awful.
I'd call it a male.
A skunk or a polecat or a civet cat.
Oh, you're talking about a polecat.
A polecat, okay.
Yeah.
What do you call a little creature about, that big around, and it lives near the water and it hops?
Frog.
Okay. And how about the same thing that lives on land?
Well, they have frogs on upland.
Okay. And what do you call a little tiny frog that sometimes lives up in trees?
That's a rain frog.
Okay. What do you call ordinary worms that are used for bait in fishing?
We call them the earthworms.
Okay. And how about great big fat worms that are used?
Well, there's another kind. I can't call that now.
Okay. Well, how about long skinny ones?
Which?
Long skinny worms. That are used for bait?
Yeah. Well,
you got a name for them?
No, I ain't got a name for that.
What?
Bait.
Yeah.
Well, bait.
Okay. Now, what is there a difference between baits and earthworms? Or are they the same thing?
Well, yeah, them baits are not like the other kind, only it just ain't as big.
Uh-huh. Okay. What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime?
Flies up there.
Okay. You can see it at night.
Yes, and they're camouflage.
I know.
Okay.
Light bug.
Well, now, is there a difference between a camouflage and a lightning bug?
Why, yes, there's a difference.
Okay. What do you call an insect that has a long, thin body and filmy wings, and it flies around over ponds or lakes?
Butterfly. I can't call them anymore. It's not the easiest thing to fly from the north going south, is it? Cranes.
No, I'm talking about an insect, some kind of bug.
Oh.
And it's got a long, thin body on it, and sometimes they just sort of hover up in the air.
I know the name of it, but I can't call it now.
Okay, what?
Butterfly.
No, not a butterfly. It's a
wow.
I couldn't tell you.
A bumblebee.
Okay, let's see. What do people call an insect that looks like a wasp, but it's not a wasp, and it builds a nest out of mud?
That's a dirt dog.
Okay. What do you call nuts that get ripe underneath the ground?
Which?
Nuts that get ripe underneath the ground.
That's acorns or pecans or walnuts.
Now, there's another kind, though, that grows under the ground.
The goobers?
Yeah.
They grow on the ground.
Okay. If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you would say that the boy, what, his father?
Say which?
If a boy is similar in appearance to his father, you'd say that the boy, what, his father?